The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On Tuesday of this week, a new book on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court went on sale, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, written by Molly Hemingway at The Federalist and Carrie Severino with the Judicial Crisis Network. We learn more about how his opponents ran a highly coordinated campaign to stop the confirmation of this nominee. Joining me this morning, Carrie Severino, one of the ladies who wrote this book. Welcome in, Carrie. Glad to have you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's start at the beginning. Give us some insight on how and when Judge Kavanaugh knew that President Donald Trump was going to nominate him to be a Supreme Court justice.
Well, it's interesting. Working on this book, we interviewed over 100 people, you know, from the president on down, people in the White House, members of the Supreme Court, dozens of senators, and we learned so many interesting stories. One of them is how late it was really in the game that the president made his final decision. So he had been going back even up to that weekend before the Monday when he announced the nomination about who he would nominate. And Justice Kavanaugh, in fact, he had a team of his clerks who had come around to help him. They knew his opinions better than anyone else and kind of were helping out with administrative things as he was going through interviews and things. And that Saturday night, so he gets nominated on Monday the 9th, that Saturday night, they all thought it was over. And there's a funny scene where they're sitting around kind of literally one of them's telling old war stories from when he was in Iraq, like saying how it was just kind of, they just felt depressing for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, he's on his way to his electorate mass. He was going to the 5:30 p.m. mass and gets a call that he needs to go to the White House. And so actually his wife has to sneak him a suit because he only had a sport coat. And he changes in the car with the marshals. They're trying to avoid anyone trailing them. So they even switch cars in a parking lot. So it's like right out of James Bond. And then he goes to the White House where the president tells him he is going to be the next nominee. But he can't even tell anyone. So he has to come back and he's still working with his clerk saying, well, just in case it's me, we are going to be preparing his speech. He doesn't even tell his wife. She doesn't find out for sure. She kind of suspects, doesn't find out until the next day when she finally around noon on Monday and everyone knows it's going to be that night. She calls him and is going, you know, it would take your parents a little while to get here from Maryland. I feel like if it's going to be you, we should probably tell them at some point.
Yeah.
And finally, that's when she finds out and he says, all right, yeah, we got to call mom and dad.
Wow.
So it is amazing how late in the game he learned and then he kept the people around him. It was a really well-kept secret, one of the few well-kept secrets in Washington.
Yeah. And at this point, though, Carrie, there was no belief or no idea that there would be any issue. I mean, as he and the president talked, as I understand, and what I've read in your book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, there was no reason to believe there'd be any problem.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the president said that to him when they were speaking at the White House. Don't worry. You'll sail through this. It'll be easy. And it was understandable in one sense. You know, he was someone who had a long record on the appellate court, really one of the most well-respected judges in the country by both parties, people he worked with on both sides of the aisle. So you think, well, if anyone's going to get through this easy, he will. I mean, he's been through 6 background checks already. He's well known for being super prepared for, you know, all the questions he's going to get in terms of the law. This will be a walk in the park. But on the other hand, we all should have known there would be something coming. I mean, this has been the out of the playbook of Democrats since, going back to Bork and even before. And so especially when there's a seat that is really important online. Of course, Justice Kennedy, who he was replacing, was the swing vote on the court. And so knowing that that was a crucial seat, I think everyone and a lot of people around him and on the White House team, led by Don McGahn, they knew there was a lot more potential for mischief than we all realized. So they were ready a little bit.
Yeah, it's just sort of the times in which we live now, right, Carrie? that we probably should have suspected something was going to happen. Now, you also write about the day of his testimony, when he goes back over to the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's waiting in the Dirksen Senate office building while Ms. Ford is delivering her statement. But he didn't watch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't want to watch her. He didn't want to be distracted from what he was doing. And there were people from the White House team who were watching, just really to make sure that he was, if there was any factual changes or things that came out, that he was aware of what, if her story was changing, which we now know it was. There were some of those things, but he didn't want anyone to tell him, I thought she did good, I thought she did bad. He just wanted to focus on what he was there to do, which was to stand up and defend his name. And he's in this room. In fact, at one point, Don McGahn, the White House counsel, clears the room. There's too many cooks in the kitchen, lots of clerks with different opinions, friends of his, and he just says, no, out, everyone out.
Yeah.
In fact, his wife almost leaves by mistake. And he's like, no, you can stay. And then they have a really heart-to-heart talk about how he needs to go out there and be strong. And this is not just a Supreme Court seat in line. This is his life. This is his reputation now. And that was his last pep talk kind of before going out there.
And of course, we know what happened. He went out. He made his impassioned plea. And I got to tell you, Carrie, living here in South Carolina, we were pretty proud of our senior senator here too, Lindsey Graham. I want to listen. Let's look back quickly here on Lindsey Graham.
Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us.
Now, we know where this went. We know the impassioned plea that Senator Lindsey Graham also made on that day. What effect do you think Senator Graham's testimony and his questioning had on the outcome of that?
Yeah, I think they were kind of twin events that afternoon that really turned the tide. One of them, of course, was Judge Kavanaugh's own impassioned opening statement, but then Senator Lindsey Graham's statements, because it really kind of, there were a lot of people who were watching and going, this is not making sense to me. I don't think these allegations possibly have enough corroboration. There's all these, lots of holes that were being poked in them through the questioning there. And I think when he finally stood up responding to the Democrats, that was spoke a lot of things that many Americans were thinking of. This is a circus, the way that the Democrats in particular were politicizing it. So I think it resonated with a lot of Americans, his frustration.
Sure. Carrie Severino, what a great job. Justice on Trial, the Kavanaugh Confirmation, and the Future of the Supreme Court. You need to pick up a copy today. Thank you for being with us this morning, and great job on this book.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Carrie Severino, you can purchase this. It went on sale on Tuesday, Justice on Trial. You need a copy. It'd be good reading for the weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.